sure you guys missed my voice, but I am back today with an exciting topic on paradigms. Guys, we're going to be talking about paradigms. Sit back, relax, grab that cup of tea, water, coffee, whatever it is that you love, and get your notebook because this is one for notes, and let's see what we have to say today. Hello family, yo, it has been a hot minute. It has been a while, guys, and I would like to apologize. It has been an extremely busy July, which is no excuse, but I did have to take a bit of a break. But I am back, so happy new month, and it is August, guys. How can it be the 8th month of the year already? What? Look, we set some amazing goals at the beginning of this year, and I believe that all of you are smashing them. Because that's what we do. We are not leaving 2021 the same way we entered. All right, guys, can I get an amen? Okay, but today, what I want to talk to you guys about is something that I've been learning about today myself. And it's about paradigms and the paradigms we have. And I'm just going to go into the science behind it a bit. Because it's all well and good having these amazing goals, writing them down, doing your vision board, saying, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to smash it, I'm going to be amazing one day. But how are you actively working on your brain to make sure that those things manifest? And it will make sense what I'm saying as we go on, but it's this whole idea. Your brain is a muscle, just like your arm, just like your any muscle in your body, basically. You can't say, I'm going to be a bodybuilder, I'm going to be a heavyweight champion, and be eating ice cream all day and not even walk to the fridge. Like, no, you're not. You're not, because you're not working any muscle. You don't become that by faith. You know, and, well, that's a whole nother argument. But you don't become that by wishful thinking. Let me put it that way, because faith is evidence and it is action. So yes, you do become that way by faith, by real faith, by putting your hopes into actions, right? To acting on what you believe. But you don't become a bodybuilder by wishful thinking. And likewise, if you want to become a bodybuilder in life, like a wealth bodybuilder, if you want to become wealthy, if you want to become amazing, if you want to become the best in whatever you want to be, whatever field there is out there, you are going to have to work your brain. And it's not just a bit. Like, you're gonna have to give up some things like Netflix, and you're gonna have to be a bit more cautious and intentional about what you are feeding yourself. And you'll understand more why I'm saying this. So guys, I have been learning about thought patterns and schemas, and how these schemas actually regulate how we think. So there is this system in your brain, right, called the reticular activating system. And so that I don't have to say this mouthful for the rest of this podcast, I'm going to say RAS, okay? So the RAS pretty much sorts everything we come into contact with into relevant and irrelevant information. So what we see, feel, hear, smell, you know, everything that we sense around us is sorted. And you can imagine, because when you just open your eyes, most of us would have, as long as you don't have any eye problems, you should have periphery vision. But you are really just looking at what is in front of you, or what you choose to focus on. You don't look at what's going on your far left or your far right. But you are aware that there are things going on there. But what makes you not focus here, there, and everywhere? Because you'd probably go crazy if you were to focus on everything you hear, smell, like all the wind blowing, everything, you know, is your RAS. Okay, so it has three main functions. It screens out information relevant to our particular task. So, you know, if you're washing dishes, you're just going to be looking at the dishes, washing it. So you will know where your soap is. It will help you know where your sponge is. It won't necessarily be telling you about the oven in the corner of your eye, because it's not relevant to your task. Okay, the second thing is it helps us know which paradigms. Oh, sorry. The second thing is it lets in specific information that is relevant to our specific paradigm, right? So, for example, if you believe
I don't know, men or women shouldn't, I don't know, become executive directors in companies, your RAS system will actively push out everything that doesn't support that opinion, right? Yeah, so I think that's self-explanatory. And then the third thing is it lets in threats to us or our loved ones. So obviously, if you were walking down the street and all of a sudden a car came, it's your RAS that tells you jump, move, So these are the three main things that your RAS does. But we are going to focus on the paradigm aspect because that's what helps us right now, in terms of us being everything that we are called to be, everything that we desire, the greatness that is within us. And that's what this podcast is all about. So let me just bring it back home for a moment, guys. We here, part of this Today Uncovered family, believe that there is greatness in every single one of us. Every single one of us is a born genius. The truth is, not everybody desires or not everybody actually harnesses this genius within, but there is that potential. Now, by coming to these podcasts, my hope is that we untap your genius, we begin to revive that, we begin to make you aware of what is within you if you just begin to work on it, pull it out, right? So that's what we're doing here. So this is this is also what we're discussing today, right? What paradigm are you believing? Because chances are that is actually stopping you from being everything that is great within you. Okay, so let's go on to let's just delve a bit deeper into how the RAS screens out anything that is not relevant to our paradigm or our internal belief system, right? So basically, once our brain has like been exposed to something repetitively, over a particular, a particular period of time, over a few years, usually over your childhood, you've probably heard certain phrases like, it's harder for a rich man to enter. It's easier for, sorry, I've just spoiled this. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for, exactly, you probably finished that sentence, for a rich man to enter heaven. Money is the root of all evil. Exactly. So these are things that we have been told over and over and over and over again. And over the years, can you imagine? I mean, even if you are 15 years old, that is 15 years of hearing that information. That informs the decisions you make and don't make. Now, our RAS system guards against anything coming our way that may get us like out of those systems, because what these repetitive words have formed in us are called schemas. So these are thought patterns. So it's, yeah, I won't go into that too much. But basically, to counter this, you ought to repeatedly expose your brain to new information and consciously and consistently, guys. Consistency is key. Over a prolonged period of time, this will allow you to create new schemas, right? And hence new thought patterns, and in eventuality, you will be able to block out the things that don't support this new schema. So, for example, if you've grown up in a family or in a society or in a community, wherever you grew up, where you are constantly bombarded with things like, oh, wealth is bad, wealth is bad, wealth is bad, you want to consciously look for areas where you can wash that out of your brain, because that simply isn't true. So I think the first thing we can learn here is, okay, what are the thought patterns that I have just accepted? Right, you have to become consciously aware of certain wrong thought patterns that we have just ingested. Okay, so I'll say that's the first thing, guys. I'm kind of thinking perhaps to end here, because I think that alone is quite weighty. What thought patterns have you just ingested and allowed, and how is that actually affecting you? Is there any truth in that, or have you just been programmed like that over the years? Some people believe that there's only one way to make money. Some people believe that they can't really do anything because no one in their family has done anything great. You know, they can't change the world. Why can I change the world? No one I know in my circle, in my family, has ever changed the world. The people who change the world are out there. They're on TV. You know, what is it that you're telling yourself? Do you tell yourself that only people who come from wealthy families or influential families can make any difference in this world? These are things that people tell themselves. And chances are you tell yourself this, maybe in the quiet. And you tell yourself these stuff through the way of excuses. Because when you see someone doing really well, you'll say, oh yeah, but their dad did that for them. Oh yeah, but. Because that thought is reinforcing your schema, your thought pattern, your paradigm. So you have just allowed that in there. And those are things you need to call yourself out on. Some people believe they don't need mentorship in life, that they'll be fine. Their parents didn't have mentorship and they did well. And, you know, they'll name another 10 people in their circle who don't have a mentor. Some people believe they don't need therapy because they're fine. You know, I just would ask you to question these things. Question why you have come to that conclusion. And question yourself, like, have a debate with yourself. I often wrestle myself, why do you actually believe this, Amy? Like, what is it? And have a good debate, right? What is, let's say, if you think therapy is only for people who are struggling, like, you don't need therapy if you feel there isn't any big issue. Why don't you go into the background of therapy and understand who a therapist is? Is the therapist just there to help you at a point of crisis, or are they there to actually help you so that perhaps you don't actually get to that point of crisis by giving you good skills to be able to manage crisis should it come? You know, so challenge yourself, guys. Don't just run with everything that you have been given over the years as thoughts. So I'm going to end it there. I hope you found that helpful. I will continue to share most of what I'm learning, but that is something that's definitely challenging me. And I hope you guys will take that up and try and change your schemas and your thought patterns. And hopefully as we do that through better paradigms, we will be able to achieve everything that is in us and achieve greatness, guys. Thank you so much for joining today's episode, guys. I really do hope you enjoyed that and took something, at least one thing from that, to digest and, yeah, marinate on. Look, guys, if you enjoy that, make sure you hit me up on social media at Amy Saceva or at Today Uncovered, all one word, guys. If you want to find out about more of what I do, some of my mentorship, make sure you get in touch with me. I will be more than happy to share that with you. But for now, make sure you guys remember that there is greatness within you. Have a beautiful day.